morning. Welcome to the Trucking for Jesus broadcast. My name is Chaplain Lonnie Gregory, and I pray today that you're having a wonderful day in the Lord. And for the few minutes that I have with you in this broadcast, I know if you'll stay tuned, you'll be encouraged and you'll be uplifted. But first, I want to pray for you. Lord, I pray for all my listeners. There's many people on the sound of my voice, Lord. They need help, and they need it now. Help them, Lord. Become real to them. And, Lord, if there be one son of the sound of my voice that's not born again, let them know that your word says ye must be born again. And the only way into you, God the Father, is through your Son, Jesus Christ. Make that a revelation knowledge to the people today. And I ask for many souls from my higher, Lord, that souls will be saved and born into the kingdom of God. And we pray a special for our country and ask that you help America, help our leaders, and please bring revival to our land. And I ask it in Jesus' name. Have you ever heard people talk and you sit around and listen to them talk about 5 or 6 minutes and you almost had to go get a cup of Tylenol? They were so disencouraging and everything you'd say, they'd come at you with something negative and you think, oh, I wish I hadn't gotten in contact with them. I think about a cute little story I heard one time. Two snakes were side by side and one of them looked at the other one and said, are we poisonous? And the other snake said, I don't know why. He said, well, I just bit my tongue. Let me tell you something. He was worried about poison himself. But in Proverbs 18, chapter 18, verse 21, it says this, death and life are in the power of the tongue. Let me say that again. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. Today, as you go your way, there are one or two things that's going to come out of your mouth. It's going to be death or it's going to be life. Some of you have spoken things over your marriage. It's brought death. Some of you have spoken things over your children that has brought nothing but heartache and trouble. Some of you are spoken things over your workplace, over your finances, and you're in a mess. You see, the Bible says in Amos 3:3, how can two walk together except they agree? If you agree with God's word and speak God's word, you speak in life into your life and your being and into your family and into your situation. But when you go around negative all the time and talking doubt and disbelief all the time, you're walking contrary to the things of God. And in all reality, you're calling God a liar. If you say you don't have this and you don't have that and you can't give it, God said in His Word that if you'd ask, you'd receive. He said if you seek first the kingdom of God and all His righteousness, all the rest will be added unto you. He said in Psalms 23:1, the Lord is the shepherd, you shall not want. And I could go on and on and on and on with one verse after another. But if you'll quote the Word of God, not just quote it to be quoting it, but to know it in your heart. I had a friend, him and his wife were very good friends of me and my husband, and he was a truck driver, and we'd see him a whole lot on the road. And they'd come visit us when we'd have a few days at the house, and we'd have a wonderful time together. But every time he would do a little something to upset her, she would look at him and say, I'm going to divorce you. I'm going to divorce you. And I know she'd say that about 5 or 6 times a day, or I'm going to divorce you. I'm going to divorce you. And she did that all the time. That was just something she said all the time. I'm going to divorce you. Well, guess what? One day, he divorced her. And then she spent the rest of her time crying and whining and wanting to know why he left her. Well, child, you spoke it. You put that seed in his heart. The answer to our solution is divorce. When I got married, you know what my mama told me? You made your bed, not lying in it. In other words, you married him, you stay there, you work it out. And you know what? I thank God for that sound advice. I lived with my husband 47 years. We lived together. We ministered together. And he died after 47 years till death do us part. And we loved one another. And not only did we love one another, but we were friends. And we tried to speak good over one another. But let me tell you, a lot of you, every time something happens, you're looking for a way out. Why don't you look for a way to be blessed and work it out? Why don't you look for go and get you some help? Why don't you look for a church to go to that's going to preach the word over you and tell you how to live? The power, let me tell you, death and life are in the power of the tongue. Be careful what you say. There's a saying, let your words be sweet today because tomorrow you might have to eat them. Remember that. God bless you.